Lorri, LORRIHEAVIN, 1110 60. This is a 65-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient has severe COPD, O2 dependency. She's currently on 4 liters of oxygen. She's bedbound, basically. She's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Her TUSAT is only 94% on 4 liters of oxygen. She's morbidly obese. She has pulmonary hypertension. Yeah, tell her it's Sam Jahani. I'll call her back in a minute. Pulmonary hypertension. History of anxiety, fibromyalgia, hypertension, sciatica, chronic pain, and mild cognitive disorder related to her COPD and chronic hypoxemia, period. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. First in new paragraph, she tells me that she's in severe pain. Her MS cotton was down. Extended-release morphine was cut down to 30 milligrams instead of 15. She wants to go back to 30, period. She's also having increased anxiety, air hunger related to her COPD on clonopin, period. She also has increased pain and cough with shortness of breath at rest, period. She has a 2+ edema despite staying in bed and elevating her legs at all time, period. Patient's appetite has been down. She's eating less, of course. Let me tell you. Her MAC is at 45.9 centimeter. Patient PPS is at 40%. She is retaining extra fluid at this time. She is oriented to person, place, and time, but has bouts of forgetfulness and change in decreased mentation related to her COPD and hypoxemia. She's sleeping 12 hours a day. Period. Patients, let's see. Patient also has. Also, because of her confusion, she fixed the FAST score of 6E, once again related to hypoxemia. Patient also would like more clonopin for her anxiety. This will be shared with our DON and hospice medical director, as will this whole face-to-face in its entirety. Given patients... grave prognosis, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.